producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Great idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. All right. Here's the deal. This has been a week. We've had an eclipse. we've had Ebola stories. I mean, the only bright note on the entire horizon is Jennifer Aniston has got a wedding date planned, apparently. I mean, thank goodness. I mean, it's good to have...
Don't forget Renee Zellweger and her her makeover as well.
Well, no. Supposedly she would just she did not have plastic surgery. Supposedly she's just feeling calm.
Oh,
that's what happens
okay.
when you feel calm.
Sure.
You know, I was at a screening last night, and these guys were talking about it. these guys, I mean, men were talking about Renee's thing, and one of them was saying, I mean, clearly, I mean, if nothing else. I can't believe we're talking about this. All right, she had those little, you know, those little chipmunk cheeks, which I always thought were sort of interesting. I mean, I never thought she was gorgeous or a particularly good actress to begin with, but she had a look about her which was certainly wry and kind of cute, and you had me at hello. I mean, that kind of cute. And now, I mean, if you look at anybody's face, most people's faces, because I was sitting there in the theater, and I'm not very heavy. So I don't have very pudgy cheeks. And these guys were African-American and not very pudgy. And I said, but look, all three of us have more. Her cheeks are completely flat, where they used to be like little chipmunk cheeks, completely flat. And none of ours were. So he was saying, well, I don't know, as I get older, you know, I guess I'll look different. And I just turned to him and I said, yeah, you're going to be white. He didn't hit me. He thought that was kind of... amusing. What can I tell you? But at any rate, so the latest is that we've got Ebola in New York. A doctor came down with symptoms, which what I don't understand is, first of all, if you're a doctor, if you're a physician, and you've been exposed, why would you not put yourself on some kind of voluntary quarantine? Well, I mean, just for your, I mean, it's going to be a couple weeks. Everybody would understand doing it for yourself,
right.
for everybody around you, for the city you live in, for people's welfare. This guy had been back a couple of days. He was asymptomatic, but we know the incubation period could be up to 3 weeks. He went to a bowling alley. He rode the train. He hung out with his fiance. I mean, what could he be thinking? He's a doctor, for heaven's sake.
It's unbelievable. The amount of stupidity is astounding.
Well, and granted, he didn't have any symptoms. He was asymptomatic, and when he got...
Right,
apparently, when you're a healthcare worker, you're told to take your temperature twice a week.
Sure.
Or twice a day, rather. And his was only 100, and it's supposed to be 103, and so it was very early on. And my guess is everybody's going to turn out fine. But for heaven's sakes, given the fact that people are worried about it, given the fact there is some issue of contagion with body fluids, and apparently until you have, I think it was one of the questions somebody asked yesterday, is could you be contagious during the incubation period? And apparently the answer is no, because you have to have body fluids that are actively infected.
Okay.
So you can't.
Well, that part is good.
So you can't be a carrier, I guess, is the point.
Okay, there you go.
Because, you know, just you know, the more we learn. And they're now saying they have by next year they'll have 200,000 vaccine. Well, what does that mean? I mean, 200,000, you've already got, what, a million people or something?
That's already a drop in the bucket, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think, as I said, either we're going to be healthier and so we're going to be better able to resist or not. Either way, there's nothing you can worry about. But if you've been to Liberia, if you've been working with people who have Ebola, put yourself on voluntary quarantine for 3 weeks. Take a vacation. All of us will contribute. We'll all send you a dollar.
Yes.
You know, everybody in the United States will send you a dollar so you don't have to worry about being off work. But don't be stupid. I'm sorry. That was my little diatribe. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you, Dr. Joy, to take my call.
Absolutely. How may I help you?
Yes. I went to visit my father yesterday, which I know I should not.
Why?
He is a person with a mask, an abuser, a control freak, and a manipulator. It took me a long time to find behind that mask. I'm 50 years old, and okay. It took me 10 years ago to find the truth. And but after all, I still consider him as a father.
Absolutely.
So I have not seen him long time.
Okay.
And because he cheated me with my money, 10 years ago, I bought him and my mother come to this country from China.
Okay.
I was a real estate agent at the time. Yeah, I do make lots of money.
Good.
Take care of them.
Okay.
And I take care of them, everything, you know, find food, clothing, you leave my house, take them to doctor, everything, you name it. I'm the one do everything. And a few years ago, I saw a letter he wrote to my brother. I found out he has lots of money.
Your father does?
My father does. Mm-hmm. Lots of money in Hong Kong. So, and the problem...
Can he get it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, that the letter he asked my brother, don't tell me nothing. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
All my life, I was trying to take care of them, help them, love them.
Yeah.
I thought I'd take care of them. I'm their daughter. You know, I thought they love me. And find out that everything's... you know,
well,
like
they
joke,
may
you know,
they may love
they
you,
me.
But well, let me just stop you for a moment there. And I understand. I think you are certainly entitled to feel upset about it. But from your father's point of view, and you know this better about Chinese culture than I do, that from his point of view, that you paying for things even when he could afford it meant that he was showing filial devotion. And love. And so it wasn't necessarily that he was trying to rip you off, I think, is that for his own needs, his own insecurity, his own sense of how daughters should treat fathers, that this was you showing obedience, it was showing love, it was showing
yeah.
loyalty. And, you know, look.
I was trying to hurt, use me.
Well, I don't think, honey, I don't think, look, it's how long have you been in the United States?
25 years.
Okay, and so you've been in the United States essentially all of your adult life. So you
yeah.
grew up really in two different cultures. You grew up in a traditional culture, and obviously you've grown up in a much more liberal culture, especially with respect to women, to the role of women, right?
Yes.
And so
yeah.
you and you've made a success of yourself. You've been very successful at combining those two worlds. Your father basically came from a very different culture where women are not valued, as you know. That
yeah.
the role of a female is to take care of the family, to take care of her parents, even at the expense of her own life. And so he came from a culture. I don't so much think he used you as he wanted the reassurance that his values were still that he could still live his life by his values. And what you got caught by is the fact that you live in two different cultures. If you were still living in China, and modern China is not the same as it was 25 years ago or 50 years ago and certainly 100 years ago. But from your father's point of view, my guess is that not much has changed about his view of women and daughters and how you show obedience. And so it's not that he used you. He just had you in a different context, a different perspective, a different role than the role that you legitimately have earned for yourself. So, because what I want you to do at this moment is view your father as kind of an old-fashioned guy who was not able to escape, his brain was not able to escape an old-fashioned, very paternalistic, very... manipulative, very unfair view of what women owed men and what daughters owed fathers. Because I want you to feel that your father, I suspect, does love you, but he loves you in a way that doesn't make as much sense to you as it does to him. So let's talk about what we can do about that. You think about it for just a minute. I'll put you on hold and come right back to you, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Lisa, who is a woman who really has her feet in two different cultures. One is a very traditional paternalistic culture, and one is certainly a more modern egalitarian culture. She was from China. And she's been very successful coming to the United States and brought her parents here. And she inadvertently discovered a letter that her father had written to one of her brothers talking about how wealthy her father was, and Lisa has just been very generous in terms of dealing with her, the expenses of her parents. And the father's saying to the brother, don't tell Lisa. And again, I think that was less exploitive or intentionally exploitive, Lisa, than it was just the old-fashioned notion of filial loyalty, is that she's my daughter and she owes me everything. And as you know, in traditional Chinese culture, quite often girls did not marry. They stayed and took care of the family. Rather than being hurt by it, I think what I would view your father as is kind of an old-fashioned kind of guy. How old is your dad now?
83.
Okay. And he lives close to you, yes?
Yes, close to the, like 20 minutes driving. I just feel cheated and be used by him.
Well, but Lisa, darling, I've just spent like 15 minutes trying to convince you why I don't think that was his intent. And the point is, my dear, listen to me. You have a choice at this moment.
I work so hard in this country. I even send them money when I was working part-time, go to
Lisa,
school. I don't have money. I even send them money.
Lisa, listen to me. You have a choice. You can choose to be hurt and upset and feel used and misunderstood by your father, which will make you feel, it will continue to make you feel just as bad today as tomorrow as you do today. Or you can decide there's a different way of thinking about this. And my father is an old-fashioned man who's caught up in an old-fashioned world where women didn't matter and daughters' only function in life was to serve their parents, to serve their father. And walk out from underneath that, which means that you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about your father. The problem about your first approach is it's just going to make you miserable. Your father's going to die at some point. You're going to feel angry about him, and there's going to be no way out of that. I can't change what your father did, nor can you. But you can change your perception of it. You can decide, you know what? Thinking about it this way makes no sense. It makes me unhappy. It makes me not want to have anything to do with him. But I can decide that he's wrong. He's not very happy, and if he needs to think of me as somebody who will do anything for him, let him think that. It also means that you don't have to do as much going forward. You, as far as I'm concerned, you can ask to borrow money from your father. You can ask whatever you want, but feeling the way that you're feeling, deciding to believe that, if you're going to believe something that makes you happy, not unhappy. And this only makes you unhappy.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't need money from him. I really don't need any penny of it.
Good.
The way I feel is really being hurt all those years.
Lisa, you're doing it again. You're doing it again. My dear, listen to me. I have a father very much like your father, all right? And for years, I had the same, you know, I tried to defend him. I tried to make sense of his behavior. And what I finally decided is, you know what? He's not a perfect father. He's not. Maybe I wasn't the perfect daughter for him because I was what he wanted to be, and I was a female. And my father, like your father, didn't value women. But I will tell you sort of the good end of this story, because what I decided was he was who he was, and that I was only going to have one father. And being angry with him didn't buy me anything. It just didn't. And it made me unhappy. It gave him more control and more power over my life, which he already had too much as far as I was concerned. And so what I did was I didn't get angry with him. I wasn't even sad. I just decided to back off a little bit. And when he would say something hurtful, I would laugh hilariously and say, Dad, you have such a great sense of humor. And I will tell you the good ending to this story is, two years ago during Sandy, it was 2 years ago next week. We had in New York, the hurricane Sandy. And we had to evacuate. And I had to move out of my house. I was on the air the entire time because that's what I do. When there's a blackout, when the towers go down, when there's Ebola, when there's anything, I'm on the air to try and make people calm and help them do whatever they have to do. So I was on the air the whole time. I didn't have a place to live. And I finally came back to my apartment because I just was getting such a huge headache, and lived without heat, water, electricity, or lights, anything, for 30 days. But I was on the air every single day. And at one point, my father called me, and my father never called me. And he said, "Are you okay?" And maybe he may not even have called me. I may be remembering that wrong. I may have called him. But at any rate, he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah. I had to evacuate, so you were not going to be able to get me at the house. So if you're calling, you know, you're not going to be able to get me, but don't worry. I'm okay." I said, "I'm inconvenienced, but I'm perfectly safe." And I said, "You know, I'm on the air, and I'm okay." And my father, for the first time in my life, said, "I am so proud of you. The world would be a better place if there were more people like you." And all I could think, Lisa, was, who are you, and what did you do with my father? You know, who is this person? But, and I waited my whole life to hear that. But the point is, he died about 3 months later, a little less than 3 months later. But he got to that point. And one of the reasons he could get to that point, and one of the reasons I could hear what he was saying, is I just let go. I just thought, he is my dad. I'm not going to change him. Part of the strength that I have is from him being such a stinker. And, you know, I don't need to, he doesn't have the power to make me unhappy. And I consciously made that decision. And it wasn't always easy because, as you know, our father is a really important person in our life. And when he says things that hurt us or does things that hurt us, it hurts our stomach. But I don't have to act that way. I can feel that way, but I don't have to act that way. And once you start acting differently, then you start feeling differently. And so by the time he finally got to the point where he could say something warm and loving, because I really never doubted in some ways. I didn't always feel it, but I knew intellectually that my father did love me. He did admire me. He just had a very hard time dealing with the fact that his successful child was a female. But and your father has the same problem, honey, that probably you are the most successful of his children, and you're a female.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't work in his worldview. So he does everything he can to kind of put you down, to not exploit you per se, but to say, you know, she's only a girl. And both of our fathers had less happy lives because they believed that. Both of them had less happy marriages because they believe that. That's their problem. There's nothing we can do about that. But we don't have to be entrapped by that, Lisa. And at this moment, you are. You don't have to be. You can let go of it. You can decide, my father, I'm the most successful of my father's children. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the wrong sex, and he has a difficult time with that. But you know what? I don't. I can love my father, I can be proud of myself, and I can find other people to say, hey, good on you, Lisa. You think about it for a minute. If you want to talk with me some more, hang on. If you're not, think about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100. 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lisa, who has some issues with an old-fashioned daddy who is not very supportive of her, literally, and she's feeling exploited. And I'm saying, Lisa, that just, I mean, if we looked at it factually, that may be the case, but it doesn't buy you anything. It's going to make you feel awful. It's going to make you dislike him. And at some point, you know, if he's an 83-year-old dude, he's going to shuffle off this mortal coil, and you're going to be left with all those icky feelings. So let's see if there's another way to think about it. So I gave you a couple minutes to marinate. Where are you?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to tell you, yesterday after the visit, his negative energy and his masked face, somehow after I visited him, I've not seen him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But after visit him, I feel like I have been touched like a snake, like I've been poisoned. And I didn't feel well, and
Lisa,
I cannot sleep all night.
But honey, you're helping with that poison. You're really helping with it. And instead of viewing that mask as an evil mask, what if you view it as... Did you ever see The Wizard of Oz? Did you ever see the movie or the play Wicked? All right, well let me.
Yeah.
All right, remember who the wizard was? The scary wizard with the big voice that scared everybody.
Yeah.
Do you remember who he was?
Yeah.
He was a little tiny man who was projecting a big image because he felt little and insecure.
Yeah. I know he's very insecure, yes.
Okay, so instead of viewing your dad as a snake, what if you viewed him as kind of a scared little mouse that felt that he had to roar and make big noises so nobody could hurt him? And what you felt for your dad was maybe a little sadness, maybe a little compassion, but he can't poison you if you decide that he's not a snake. Let's not even make him a rat, because that could be bubonic plague. Let's just make him a scared man who's living in a culture that he doesn't really understand. He's somewhat dependent on a daughter, which is, you know, that he views that as your job, your responsibility. But what if you viewed it as that you get the advantages of both a traditional upbringing and a more modern view of how to be who you are? And with that, you know, maybe you wouldn't have been as successful at what you do if you didn't have a dad who was kind of a pain in the neck. So, you know, why don't you view that as, you know, as maybe just somebody that, you know, that you learn from. And people can be good role models because we want to be disliked them, or be the opposite of, you know, be role models of people we don't want to be like. But, my dear, what I would encourage you to do is think about your dad as somebody who is hiding behind a mask, not because he's evil, but because he's frightened.
Oh, I see. I see. But whatever his behavior caused me the feeling so bad.
But,
Lisa, yes.
You can choose not to have that happen. You can choose.
Oh.
You can choose. You're giving your father an awful lot of power, and that's what he's always wanted, is the power. And you don't have to give it to him. You don't have to take it from him, but you don't have to give it to him either. You can
somehow after I see him, I feel miserable.
Don't have to do that. You can choose not to feel miserable. You can choose to laugh. You can say, you know what? Part of the reason I've been so successful in the United States is because I wanted to prove to my father how that I was a good person, that I was worthy of love. And maybe if I'd had a father who was gentler and easier to get along with, I wouldn't have been as successful. Think about it, sugar. All right?
Yeah.
You can choose. Don't give your power away.
May I ask you the last question?
Yes, ma'am.
I try not to see him. But just once while they're going to call me for dinner, whatever, I really don't want to go. But if I don't go, then he will feel offended.
I would go and see him every once in a while, maybe, you know, certainly not every day and maybe not every week, but every couple weeks. And I would go and when you're feeling really good and really happy and look really pretty, you don't have to stay for a long period of time. If he says something that hurts your feelings, you can laugh hilariously and say, oh, Dad, you have such a great sense of humor. Give him a kiss and leave.
Okay, but if I feel bad, what is the way? Can I make myself feel better?
Well, you already know ways to make yourself feel better. Listen, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to drjoy.com in about a half hour, and you're going to download our conversation, and you're going to keep it on your phone or on your computer, and every time you feel bad, you're going to listen to it again and remind yourself that, number one, your dad's mask covers somebody who's frightened, not somebody who's evil or angry. And you're also going to remind yourself that part of the strength of who you've become is who your dad was, of trying to please a father who couldn't be pleased. And that's part of the reason that you're as successful as you are.
Thank you so much, and I love you.
You're welcome, sugar. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Maureen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Maureen.
I've been listening for a very long time, and I'm having a problem. My daughter is getting divorced. She's not doing it the right way, in my opinion, but she's doing it her way. But it's my granddaughter who's 16, who is, now she's choosing not to see her mother, not to see all of us, and I don't know what to do or how to help my daughter figure out what to do.
All right, let's Is your daughter divorced yet, or are they living apart?
No.
What's the story?
They're living apart. They've been living apart for about 5 months, 6 months.
Whose idea was the divorce?
My daughter's.
That's what it sounds like. Why does she want out?
Yeah. Her husband didn't work and wouldn't work. He went through college and he promised that he would get a job and then he didn't. And she was just fed up because she spent 20 years. Okay. Working two and three jobs herself, and so
got it.
Just,
All right. Understand from this. Here's what I would tell your daughter, and here's how you can think about the 16-year-old. The 16-year-old finds it easiest to be mad at mom because mom is the one who's breaking up the family, and she's probably said something like that: "Of mom, I can't believe this. You're breaking up our family," which to a certain extent is true. It's also not true at the same time, in that she's breaking up the situation that's easiest for your 16-year-old. Because your 16-year-old, look, if your granddaughter or any 16-year-old, any child basically, had the option of mom being suicidal and next door, or in Hawaii having a great time, every 16-year-old on the planet wants your parent next door suicidal. We don't care about our parents. We only care about ourselves. And for the 16-year-old...
I did tell her that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The mom and dad together is much easier than mom and dad apart, number one. Number two, it's easy to make mom the bad guy for two reasons. First of all, because it's easy to feel sorry for dad. 16-year-old girls are notorious for having arguments with their moms anyway, so it just plays into that. And third of all, the 16-year-old will feel that dad will owe her, that dad's the one who needs the help. And for any of us who've gone through a divorce, one of the things that I ended up saying to my daughter is, listen, because my daughter, who is younger than your granddaughter, said, "Dad needs me." And I said, it is the adult's job to take care of the kid, not the kid's job to take care of the adult. But a 16-year-old is a lot older, and she's going to feel like she matters to her dad, that her dad needs her. And that's pretty heady stuff to a 16-year-old, not to mention she's already mad at her mom, because her mom is the strong one in the family, the one who makes the decisions and makes the money. So 16-year-olds, even if they stay together, 16-year-old's going to be mad at her mom anyway. So what your daughter needs to do is not put up with an enormous amount of nonsense, but to understand that 16 is not an easy age. You may remind your daughter that she probably wasn't very nice to you when she was 16, that this will pass. All she has to do is not badmouth her husband, her daughter's father, and just say, you know, dad and I are going to be happier apart, and he's not my enemy. We're delighted we had you. I mean, and she'll understand it. So just don't make her choose. But for right now, her dad is a much more appealing figure because, number one, he's not going to put any rules on her. Number two, it's easier to be mad at her mom, which she already was. Third of all, it's easy to blame mom for breaking up the family, and dad needs her the most. So it's kind of inevitable. It's not much fun, but it's kind of inevitable.
So if my granddaughter has said she doesn't want to see her mother or any of us right now, and I don't know what.
All right, what you can do, I mean, I think what the mom should do, first of all, I don't think 16-year-old should have that choice. That mom could say, look, I'm coming over, and if you want to just sit and pout, that's okay too. But as you know, 16-year-olds are renowned for having temper tantrums. But, I mean, when we're most bristly is when we quite often are most vulnerable, when we most need love. So I think that I don't know whether the courts are involved or not, and they may not be willing to have rules about 16-year-olds because they're hard to enforce. But saying, look, I'd like to see you at, I'll come over on Saturday. And there may be some times where she goes over there and her kid won't show up. And she needs to just sort of be prepared for that. With respect to you, let me put you on hold and we'll come back and talk about what the grandma strategy is for dealing with a crummy little 16-year-old right now. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Maureen, who is going through one of those predictable yet still very painful situations where she has a daughter who's divorcing from a 20-year marriage, and she has a granddaughter who's 16 who's kind of decided mom is the bad guy and therefore mom's family is the bad guy. Do you live in the same city that that your granddaughter does, Maureen?
About 20 minutes away.
Okay. How often do you see her when before? How often did you see her routinely?
Oh, probably once a month. So I try really hard.
Okay. And mom and dad have been apart, would you say, 5 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you seen her at all in the last 5 months?
My granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When?
We try to connect with her. We went out probably a couple of weekends ago with my other daughters and everything. So
she's not completely shut you out.
This is new.
That's okay.
This is new. Now she said she doesn't want to see anybody or do anything with any of us.
All right, look, part of it is she's feeling like, you know, she's a wishbone, and dad's got a hold of one leg and mom's got a load, one the other. And what mom is going to have to do, which is really difficult, is to back off a little bit. One of the things, you know, as a psychologist, when you have a kid, I mean, you know what the rules are, but knowing the rules and sort of doing what you know makes sense are not the same thing. And one of the comforts I had when my daughter was in adolescence and you know, going, we were divorced before that, but the moms and 16-year-olds, and again, if you can, did you and your daughter have a good relationship when she was 16?
No, and she realizes that.
Okay. Remind her of that on an ongoing basis, that kids aren't 16 forever, and it's a tough time. And, again, part of you may want to get your daughter, I'm not sure I'd get your granddaughter, but maybe, a copy of Maggie Sharpe's My Daughter, My Mother, Myself. And it was written a bunch of years ago. It's probably written 30 years ago, but and it's very repetitive, but it's still very helpful. You know, My Mother, Myself, I think, is Nancy Friday. Never mind. It's Nancy Friday. I think it's My Mother, Myself. And the idea being that women, that adolescent girls are competing with their mom, that their mom is their rival for, in theory, dad, but men in general. And so, as I said, it's very repetitive, but it's also very helpful in understanding why it inevitably happens. Essentially, in every society, it's mom and teenage girls just don't get along. And I can remember saying to my mom terrible things like, are you really going to wear that color? And I'm a relatively nice human being. I actually go out of my way not to be horrible, except to my mother when I was that age. And my mother smoked. And, Mom, do you know what smoking makes you look like? I mean, it was horrible. And my daughter, of course, had the additional ammunition of the fact that I was a single parent. And what I remember comforting myself with was that I knew when my kid got into any trouble on any level, that I'd hear from her. And so if I didn't hear from her, she was okay. Didn't mean
that's
I didn't
a good way to look at
call
it.
Her on a weekly basis. Didn't mean I didn't send her notes and whatever. I tried really hard not to bribe her, you know, not to be Uncle Mom of, come on, let's go shopping. Because I have a sort of a gut reaction to bribery as a, you know, as a parenting technique. You know, I think it works very well in some situations, but wasn't particularly willing to go along with it. But I would hear from her when she was in trouble. And I think that's the most any parent can hope for any teenager. Because as I was told before, when I had a very large adolescent practice at one point, and if I had a nickel for every parent who came in and said, especially moms, my daughter tells me everything, or my son tells me everything, and a dime for every kid who said, I never tell my mom anything, I'd be very wealthy. Because
right.
It's a tough, tough time. And divorce just makes it more dramatically tough. It doesn't really change the dynamics, but it's a catalyst. It speeds up reactions a bit, and it makes them a bit more intense. With respect to you, I mean, you're a secondary role. Your job has to be, I will not talk about your parents' marriage. I will not badmouth either your mom or your dad. Let's go do something fun. Let's go get a manicure, pedicure. Let's go see Interstellar together. Let's go, you know, and she may say no. And she may, one week she may say no, and the next yes, which means you need to be consistent and maintain whatever the strategy is. But she's not going to be 16 forever, and it's not an easy age. Remind yourself of how really crummy your daughter was, and then you were probably crummy to your mother too, maybe a little less crummy for two reasons. First of all, the times didn't support it quite as much. And second of all, you're a lot longer away from it, so you're not going to remember it as much. But you still had that look in your eye, and your mother would say, Maureen, you know, I don't like that look. And you'd say, what look, Mom? It's the one, you know, I can't help it. It's my face. I mean, you were just as rotten as everybody else was. But it doesn't last forever. And what you need to do is keep the lines of communication open. So when the little brat decides to thaw a little bit, and all of us were little brats, that there's not so much work that has to be done. And pass that. You know, there's nothing here that I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this is terrible. We need to get some serious intervention going on here. It's not fun. It's not fun for her. It's not fun for your daughter. It's not fun for you. It's not even fun for her father, believe it or not, although he's the mild beneficiary. But for him to stay, to keep her involved, he has to be the victim. Which means he has to be whining all the time and saying how terrible mom is. And she's going to get tired of that. At some point, she's going to look and say, so, Dad, why don't you do something? And that's going to be really tough for her and for him. The only way he can maintain his hold right now is to be weak and the victim. And sooner or later, that's demeaning to him as well. So nobody's having a great time right now. But it won't last forever.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I will do my best. All right. So I definitely went along. Thank all of you for giving me the best birthday present, which is to call me on an ongoing basis, which I know you do. And for all of you who called today, and even for Shane, I tried to make him promise yesterday that he wouldn't out me, and I couldn't get the promise out of him. So I thought, well, maybe, but you guys are great. Thank you for letting me into your life and into your heads and your hearts. And another great year ahead for all of us. 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Happy birthday, Joy
Brown. Thanks, sweetie.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.